With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore. Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearingen renewed her call to open the Fulton Mall to automobile traffic at today's annual State of Downtown breakfast. Swearingen told the crowd of business leaders and downtown boosters that her number one job for the next 4 years is to rally support for her downtown plan, which includes the first major changes to Fresno's former Main Street in the last 5 decades.
My job is to make sure that Fresno changes its mind about itself. And it starts here in downtown. It starts with the idea, no, this is it. This time, we're getting all the way across the finish line.
Swearingen was referring to previous efforts to revitalize the area, including a plan from the mid-1990s that also called for the reintroduction of traffic to Fulton Street. Those plans all failed to materialize. The event's keynote speaker, Denver architect and revitalization expert Henry Beer, told the crowd that other cities that have removed their downtown pedestrian malls saw an increase in economic activity. The mayor also used the occasion to announce the launch of a new nonprofit group, which she hopes will rally citizens to support her downtown agenda. The group, known as Fresno Citizens for a Strong Economy, aims to have facilitators hold up to 100 meetings with citizen groups over the next year and is asking residents to take an online pledge to, quote, believe in downtown Fresno.
You must join us in believing in your downtown. Because when you tell me you are believing in your downtown, you are telling me that you are believing in your city. It is not possible to believe in Fresno and not believe in its downtown.
Swearingen acknowledged, however, that that may prove difficult with a public that has grown cynical after decades of talk about a downtown renaissance. The city is currently conducting a state-mandated environmental study of possible changes to the Fulton Mall. Swearingen did not specify how the cash-strapped city would pay for the changes. City Hall has previously stated that such a plan would cost around $12 million. This is Valley Public Radio News.